Hey, everybody. I'm Jane.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to the Medium Curious Podcast, the show that brings the magic of mediumship to the mainstream.
And today, we just left the door open to let Spirit guide us to talk about whatever we were supposed to talk about. And also believing.
So if you're open to believing, you should stick around because it's a wide-ranging, fun conversation about how Spirit can drive the bus. Here we go.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Sarah.
What are we talking about today?
We have no idea. We're gonna do a little experiment today where we're gonna see if we can let Spirit drive the bus.
Oh, you know, yeah. I feel like I was in a practice circle a couple weeks ago it wasn't even a practice circle. It was a demonstration online, and the medium brought through a woman who was a bus driver.
No way.
And my dear friend Eliza was on that call, and she was texting me on the side. She's like, I know a bus driver. And I said, take her.
And was it?
It was somebody that she knew. Yeah.
Oh my God. So she was getting a reading and a demonstration. That's cool.
Yeah. But it was the mother of a close friend. So it was a little bit hard to validate the evidence that was coming through, because a lot of what she was bringing through, Eliza wouldn't know because she wasn't very close to her and only met her a couple times.
Right. So that's tricky, because you can imagine that it's her, but you would have to say, like, I have to check.
Yeah.
For the validation. Yeah.
And then that's hard for the person giving the reading, because, you know, when it's your dad or if it's your child on the other side, you obviously know absolutely everything about them. And then that information that you're getting, you can validate anything.
Yes. That happened to me yesterday too, where someone was bringing my father-in-law through, and they were saying all this really cool stuff. And I was like, I have to ask my husband. I don't know.
Oh, that made me also think of something else.
What you got? See, Spirit's driving the bus.
Yeah. So when I first started practicing mediumship, I was sitting at the desk that my husband was working at home from. And his grandfather kept coming through. And I've never met his grandfather. His grandfather passed before I'd even met my husband. And this was the grandfather. Yes, the grandfather you brought through. So I had to have a stern talking to him.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Arthur, I love that you want to keep coming through, but I can't validate anything you're giving me. So that really does not help the person who I'm practicing with. So until further notice, you're not allowed.
Oh my gosh. But do you remember after that event, you and I were texting about it? And I was like, be careful, because Arthur, because he was hanging around me for like 3 days. And I was like, dude.
Well, I've got to say, since I had that talk with him, he's been super respectful.
Yes. No, for sure. That's what you have to do. As long as you set a clear boundary. I think I was still buzzing from that event. And he was kind of like, in a way, a little victory, even though he was like our first guy nobody understood. But yes, once you say cut it out, they do. He was respectful. But was that the first time you had to set a boundary like that?
I think so. I think that then that's what we can kind of talk about, our boundaries, especially with mediumship, because we even were talking about boundaries before we hopped online today, Jane. That we have our energetic systems and we have power over that, or that's within domain. Our control. Or that's our domain.
Yeah.
Is that how you understand it too?
Well, I mean, Lord have mercy. Boundaries are like such a big, beautiful topic. But it's so important. It's so important in mediumship. And we've touched on it here and there so far in the previous episodes. But you're right. It's such a good topic, because in human life, it comes up a lot where someone has, you know, pushed too hard or come kind of into your space when you don't necessarily want and need them. And it's very hard to be like, back up, because you don't want to be rude and you want to be sweet and all those kind of good things.
Yeah.
But with the spirit world, the good news is, A, you can set an intention on your way into a chat with spirit. You can be like, here's how it's going to go down. This is the container of our conversation. And when that is over, we will be done talking. You know, that's kind of like one option. Or like you did, you were like, hey, P.S. This is how it has to be from now on. Dink. And another time you mentioned that you opened, like you had like a, oh, it was Britt's dad. Like popped in the shower, and you say, I usually don't have the door open, but maybe explain how that worked that day. Like, were you just like, oh, that's okay? Or,
well, okay. So this happened more toward the beginning of me realizing that I'm a medium, and I just kind of left the door open all the time.
Yes.
Because I thought it was so cool, and I was scared if I closed the door, I wouldn't be able to do it anymore.
Right.
And that also brought up a lot of other things too, where I would get messages from people who wanted to get through to their loved ones, but their loved ones definitely don't believe in mediumship. And then that just left me like, do I tell this person that their sister is trying to get through to them? Or, you know, do I reach out to this person and say that their brother wanted to give them a message where it, you know, could totally blindside them?
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of the whole premise of like the Long Island medium? Like, that's her jam. Like, she blindsides people.
Yeah.
She like walks up to them while they're buying fish. And she's
But
I mean, I don't know how I know this, but I've recently found out that the producer, like, she would stand there and get the dad or the husband or whatever. And then, but they would like ask that person's permission before she like walked up with the camera.
They would have to.
But she did like kind of walk into the room with her antenna up.
Right? Yeah.
But wait, but you inspired me to talk about something when you mentioned the door.
Yeah.
My original mediumship teacher, who I would love to get on this podcast. So I'm going to reach out to her. She's awesome. That was the image that she gave me, was that when it was time to talk to spirit, you like, you know, she was like, see, oh, chill, put your hand on the doorknob, open the door. And it's sort of like, okay, game on. We're in business.
Right? That's a good idea. I mean, that's how I, now when I'm preparing for a reading, I kind of create like a cozy space. Like, I set a table and I put some tea on it. Aww. And I have a door, and I just didn't like say to the, you know, the spirits that will be coming through, I'm going to invite you in. Please share with me everything. Give me all the details. Give me the names. Give me the dates. Give me the memories. Give me all the visuals. But don't come in until I open the door. And when you come in, I've got this all set up for you.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. That reminds me of The Crown, which I'm like still obsessively watching. And have you ever watched?
You know how I finished that a while ago.
Like when it's time, she presses the bell and like they walk in and they're like the prime minister or whatever. And then when she's done with the conversation, whether they're done or not, she like presses the bell and like they get escorted out. So maybe it's like, yeah, there's the bell. I mean, and with spirit, obviously, we're sweet and we're happy that they're here, but they also do need to be escorted out per Arthur, right?
Well, yeah. And I've got to say, I mean, when I put that boundary in there, that boundary was respected. He didn't come in ever again. So, I mean, I could open it back up and he could come back in, but I still wouldn't be able to validate any evidence from him.
Yeah, nor could I.
But I do want to say there are a few people that I leave the door for absolutely all the time.
Oh, who?
Well, my grandparents, for one. They're allowed to all the time come through. I was, I did a practice reading yesterday, and the woman brought through my grandmother and was talking about her being Italian. And I was like, no, she's not Italian. And she said, well, she's showing me like mixing this, you know, pasta sauce on the stovetop. And it was because my son had made the marinara sauce for dinner and it was simmering on the stove during that practice session. So that's what my grandmother was talking about. And then later on in the evening when I was, you know, finishing it all up, I heard my what I call my pap-ap say, you better believe it. Cause he used to say that all the time. He'd say, do you know who loves you? And I'd be like, you do. And he'd say, you better believe it. And I leave that door open all the time. And, you know, I'd had such a great day yesterday, feeling their presence around and, you know, hearing you better believe it. It just made me know that he was there, right there with me. So the door is always open for my loved ones to come through.
Now is Pop-Up the hot chocolate guy?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love Pop-Up. Because we had a walk once where all of a sudden he popped in for me. And I didn't like have a mediumship door open, but I was hanging it with my favorite medium. So the door just kind of swing open when we're hanging out. And he kept talking about how you needed to drink some hot chocolate and you needed to have hot chocolate every day. And it was so cute because turns out
he made hot chocolate for my mom every single morning before she went to school.
I mean, now we can all just fall in love with that guy. I mean, who makes hot chocolate for your kid every single day? Is that the key?
He made her hot chocolate every morning before school. Yeah. And I mean, that's just the type of pap-aps he was.
Wow.
But yeah, to feel him still around and to hear these little things that he would say, like, yeah, of course I'm going to leave the door open for that. But I also have two friends who have little boys on the other side and I leave the door open for them too. But those are personal friends. And anytime those boys want to leave a message for me, of course I will, but it's usually like 3 a.m. in the middle of the night. You know, when my perimenopausal self is lying there awake.
lying there awake, sweating. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, you're awake. Here, let me tell my mom this. Yeah, I love that. I love that discernment. Like, okay, so the door is open. I would say the same for my nephew, Mitchell. And I did a reading this week where I was bringing a boy through who was 13 when he crossed. And it was really intense because it reminded me so much of Mitchell. And so, you know, one kind of topic that we can tag on here is that the emotions that come up for us while we're in a reading, you know, and how really they need to be managed. They really need to kind of not, you know, you can't start sobbing in the middle of a reading, even if it's warranted. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So,
because it's not about us. It's about. No.
Absolutely. I'm in service of this mama at this point. But then, you know, I had to go for a really long walk in the woods and cry my face off because I needed to kind of move that out of my body and think about my nephew and think about the heartbreak that my sister has endured. What was wild was that boy told me that he does this job. And tell me if you hear this from kids too, where he helps other kids come over to the other side. Like,
I have heard that.
You've heard that, right? But yeah. Mitchell said that. And then it was interesting because I brought up the fact that I had heard it once before. And she said, yeah, I think all the kids do that for each other. And I was like, yeah, but with this kid, he had a particular Danny Rojas, you know, Ted Lasso, Danny Rojas. His whole point was like joy. It's joy. Oh. Like he's like, joy, Capitan. Like this little kid was, oh, you can feel him, right? He's just like, brrr. He was all joy. And so where my nephew was a little more logistics, like he was like, here's what you do. You do that. And then you have to, like, it was more like, let me just show you how, show you the ropes. Whereas that little boy's job was joy. So that was precious.
Well, and any parent who has a kid on the other side, I mean, to know that there's a team there helping them and making sure they're okay is so important.
Yeah. And And I think that that they're joining a team too, that they very pretty quickly join the team of like, we're here. And once they get a little bit settled, they're like on the team of helpers and they're being of service. And then they go on to other stuff. Like, I know that my nephew is on to other stuff at this time, but it's a beautiful service for the first little while that they're there.
Yeah. That brings up another topic. So in readings, I've had people come through at different stages in their life. So I had this woman's father came through, and at first he came through, and this was in a practice session, so I have no problem talking about this, but he came through originally like as a young man. So it was hard for me to place him as a young man because he was this woman's father and he passed, you know, when he was a lot later in life for him. But this is when he was at the pinnacle of his success, you know, at the height of like his lifetime, and he was doing so many amazing, fun things. That just made the reading a little bit more difficult trying to fit him in at that age, mm-hmm. because he didn't cross as like this 40-year-old, 50-year-old man,
yeah,
in the 70s, you know? But also, like, I've had kids come through where they show me that they come through as like really young kids, and they may have crossed later, like in their teenage years or young adulthood. So it's interesting how they come in, you know, as these tender little kids, sometimes even like as a baby, you know, cradled by their grandparents. So age isn't necessarily set on the other side. And I've been shown, you know, I know a dear sweet boy who's on the other side, and I've seen him in different stages, like seen him as the age he was when he crossed, but then seeing him, you know, as the age that he would be now, which it just kind of is mind blowing. So it is all pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's sort of like a big special effects movie where they kind of like morph from one age to the next, and then they're kind of hopping around, and they're usually a spirit is pretty excited to be in a link with one of us. So like I did a practice reading recently where the assignment going across was have the spirit give you like their, have the spirit show you where they were, like physically in time and space. So like this spirit wanted to show me around this cool town that was adjacent to water. And then he wanted to show me his house. So I'm like, gosh, there's a lot of water here. Whoa, there's a lot of water. And then I was like, and this house is so sweet. It looks like a picture that a kid would draw of a house. It's like triangle, box, you know, and there's land all around it. And she couldn't take that. She was like, Nope. But she was picturing the last apartment that he lived in, which I think was kind of a fancy apartment. Like he was kind of a fancy dude in like Greece or something. And yeah, neat dude. And then after we were kind of unpacking what had happened, like the link was over, we were done doing the reading. And she was like, oh, right. He did live in a house like that when he was. You know, but meanwhile, right. It's hard as a medium not to be like, I am failing. There's no, you know, this house is like total crap. Like, why am I? But it was seeing it so clearly. I was like, I'm not making this up. Like, this dude is showing me this house.
So I had an experience like that yesterday in a practice reading too, where in practice readings, like I put myself out there. I'm like, I'll try to go for things that I normally wouldn't do in a regular reading because I want to get better, you know, and I'm not going to do that in a, like a reading with a sitter who has showed up, who really needs to get in touch with their loved ones. Cause I have that responsibility to give them a good reading, but for a practice session.
Yeah. You can go for it.
I'll put myself out there and try whatever. So I'd heard this woman's dad say waterways. And I was like, waterways. Okay. What do I know about waterways? And then all of a sudden I was like, jump, 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 jump. It's like canals, like Amsterdam, like, you know, where, and she's like, no, I don't, that's not where we're from. But I got to Amsterdam, I got to waterways. And then when we went back and looked at it, it was a Florida connection. But I jumped to, like, were they an immigrant? Had they, you know, like, I had just gone down this road that completely got me off track. And I know if I had just stuck with waterways, I think I probably would have been better off.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Our teacher was talking about that, how the mind can just hijack and just start running down the field. It's almost like you've got this beautiful baby connection with the spirit, and it's like this really precious thing. And you have to really guard against your mind going, there's a detail, I'm going to take it and I'm going to go. It's like running down the field with that, like that happened to me this week too. I mean, it all happens every week. Great. But what was it? Well, it's just funny because this mom came in yesterday and she showed me Wonder Woman. I kept hearing nice. Linda, and I was like, Linda. And it's cool because usually there's like a double meeting. So for example, what ultimately ended up being the message for my sitter was that the mom thought that the daughter was Wonder Woman. Like she was killing it and was super proud of her. And that wasn't necessarily her messaging when she was on Earth, right? So that was really beautiful. But I was like, Linda Carter, Linda Carter. And then she goes, that's so funny. Last night I watched the movie with June Carter. And I was like, oh, funny. Like she was trying to give me kind of two things. She was like, this is ultimately the message, but also the Carter is going to ring the bell because I was sitting with her on the couch watching that, you know, awesome movie. But
if you had tried to make something else out of it, then you would have missed the fact that her mom was there while she was watching this movie.
Right. But it's pretty easy to get waylaid. I mean, we do it here on the podcast. We're talking about how we both have ADHD. So like you have to, and that was another topic in our class this week was like that focus, like that just like kind of like, okay, just stay with it. And it almost reminds me of my writing practice where sometimes I'll just write the same thing over and over again before it's time to, like if I get stuck, I'll just keep writing, but I'll write the same thing. So it's sort of like, I feel like I could have been like Linda Carter, Linda Carter, Linda Carter, Linda Carter, instead of what, like trying to tell a story about Wonder Woman, you know, and then she would have been like Carter, right? Got it. You know, I don't know. It's just, it's interesting because we're just constantly trying to figure out how to do this thing.
Well, I think being flexible and open and that's kind of what we were going to plan on doing today was just being open.
Yeah.
That's the best way to be and going with the flow, being in the flow.
Mm-hmm. And also
not getting in our own ways.
Which is a lifelong practice.
That's right. It's very applicable to the everyday life.
And it's interesting too, like when, you know, when we're open and it's flowing and we're having this whole conversation and your spirits are drinking their tea that you set out for them and we're hanging out. And then at a certain point, it just sort of starts to back out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like we need to now, because now we've just been talking for 30 minutes.
That's exactly how I was feeling. I was like, I think we're out of topics. Yeah. But we've done it. We've opened the door to spirit. Mm-hmm. We've just said, let us know what we're supposed to talk about. And apparently we did it. And I actually have no idea what we talked about in the last 20 minutes. We'll just have to listen back.
Well, listeners, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Jane, and all the support that we have around us.
Yes. All the love that wants to come in. Like, and by the way, think about what Pop-Pop says. You better believe it.
You better believe it.
So, right? So like when you were becoming a medium and he's going, I don't know if I can believe it. Pop-Pop's like, you better believe it.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I have one more story before we close. Yeah. Do we? Can
yeah.
we?
Okay. Yeah.
So one of my very favorite friends, one of the best people I ever knew in LA, crossed over by her own hands. she died by suicide, and it was obviously terrible.
Yeah. And
I was, long before any of this was really part of my life, I was driving by the cemetery where she's interned. And I was, of course, thinking about her and going, it's so weird that she's up there, but where is she? And it's like she jumped into the car with me. And then she started talking to me in my head. And she's going, I'm a little worried about my husband, but I think he's going to be okay. And I feel bad about this. But hey, by the way, I'm totally fine. Like, I'm really good. Like, it's totally fine over here. I knew pretty much immediately after I crossed over that, oops, I wasn't supposed to do that. But I'm also, so she was like kind of just downloading to me like we would on walks, like as a friend. She was just like, bah, 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 bah. Yeah, it was so great. And of course, at the time, which was like way back in like, I don't know, 2010 or something, I was like, is this happening? Is this real? What is happening? Like, I was just like, you're making this up, Jane. And I'm, what a lovely thing to make up. What a lovely conversation to make up in your mind, you know? And I think people must do this all the time. And like,
yeah, at, discount, you know, the actual conversations that they're having with their loved ones.
Exactly. This was absolutely a visitation. She was totally in the car. And I was going, I don't know if I believe it. Whatever. And I drive and I get off the 134 and I'm behind this Mercedes and the license plate says, believe it.
That doesn't get any better than that.
No. So I was like, good job, Angela. I love you so much. So all the signs,
folks. Yep.
Well, love you.
Love you too. Love everyone.
Love everyone else. See y'all next week. Bye. Medium Curious is made possible
by Jane Morgan Editing.
Sarah Rathke made the amazing music.
And Gigi Hawkins, Podcast Consulting.
Our logo was created by Eric Allen.
Kyle Hansen McKee, Photography.
And the dogs under the desk in Hawaii are Kalea and Domino.
And Trixie in California.